Hello, everyone, and welcome back to my podcast channel. It has been a little while since I have recorded a session. We have had so much going on in the background. We've had the amazing Gather and Grow event last month, and we've also had so much going on in inside our group program. So today I'm back this week with a brand new episode, and I am with somebody that has absolutely smashed it in my group program, and she's definitely not brand new to my podcast channel. But today's topic, I think we'll go as deep as possible, so that you can get as much value out of it. So, without further ado, I'm going to welcome in Katrina Kelly Wedding Hair.
Nice to be back.
So good to be back. And actually, let's just say, another thing that has happened, because our Q1 has been incredible in our group program. But what happened to you? So, yeah, unpack this.
So I won the National Award for the Tweers in January. So that's the biggest thing that's happened to me in the Q1 this year.
I mean, it's absolutely incredible to think. That you've won out of the whole of the UK. This is incredible, right? And I know that everybody does great work, but this is massive recognition for your brand, Katrina. So, in bridal hair, you have that seal of approval that you do deliver those results to your customers. So, congrats.
Thank you. It still feels a little bit surreal, but yeah, it's been amazing.
And I just want to unpack a little bit more. So I just want to say that Katrina is somebody that has, in our group program, consistently making 5 to 10K months, attracting her absolute ideal clients. So the title of this episode is around niching down and standing out. And I remember when I very first saw you and spoke to you and started working with you. And I want to ask you the question, Katrina, before you started to work with me, did you ever think about reducing down the spectrum of your portfolio of wedding hair?
No, I never really saw it as something that I would do. I suppose when you first come into the industry, you do feel pressured to kind of feel like you have to perform and do all levels of styling. So there was very much a focus on learning and training with so many different people to offer such a wide, vast, expanse of styles, which is actually quite overwhelming, but. Yeah, the thought of niching down was never something that even like popped into my head. I didn't understand it, I guess.
And I think there's quite a bit of pressure when you do all the things, isn't there? Because, then you're really a jack of all trades and a master of none. And so, did you ever feel, that when people were coming to you, that you never really knew what they wanted? They chopped and changed their mind quite a bit.
Absolutely. I think the market itself is quite saturated by lots of people offering the same thing. I suppose it's easy to look back now and I could see what was happening, but I found no one was choosing me because of me. They were choosing me because I was a bridal hairstylist, I was local to the area, or I fit into their budget. Trials were quite overwhelming for myself and the bride. I think brides would come to you because you didn't showcase your speciality. You showcased so many different looks. Like you say, you weren't a master of anyone in particular. So they couldn't pinpoint what they wanted. They just thought, well, I like the look of that. She's a good price. She's in my area. I'll go with her. I found my sort of trials previews really quite challenging actually, because there was no process of elimination of styles. It was just like sometimes they'd come in and they'd have five, and you just think, wow, like, so they had no idea, and I had no idea. It's quite difficult, really, when I look back. I got quite stressed with a lot of the trials.
And so, how hard was it? Was there ever a point where, I recommended that you niche down? Was there ever a point where you just thought, oh God, I'm really scared? Like, what am I actually doing here?
Yeah, I think it was on one of our, I don't know if it was one of our mentoring sessions or one-to-ones. And I guess I'd grown and scaled, and I was in the, people were just snapping my hand off for bookings, but there was no set style. I didn't stand out against anybody else. And I knew that there was something missing. And I think it was a conversation that we had where you said, "Have you ever thought about specializing in a particular look?" And we talked through it, and that I'd always had a fascination with the Hollywood wave and those types of styles. And it was kind of like a guided conversation that kind of planted the seed in my head. And it kind of just gave me a bit of food for thought of actually, this could be something that would make my life a lot easier. Help me to stand out from the crowd. So I think it was a very scary thought because you then suddenly think, oh my God, but what if someone doesn't want that? Like, am I eliminating myself from all of these bookings? And will people want to cut? There was a lot of fear around it. But oh my God, I don't know why I was so fearful because it's been the best thing that I've ever done is specializing in a certain hairstyle and styling, definitely.
Yeah, I hear that. It's that scarcity of, oh my God, I'm switching off a large part of the
Yeah.
marketplace. What will that look like? Will I ever get bookings ever again? Will anybody want to, work with me just because I only do one thing?
Yeah.
But I think you flipped that mindset into abundance and started to think, well, actually, you know what? I want to create the styles that I really, really love to do.
Yeah.
Versus the ones that, isn't really your vibe.
Absolutely. I think anyone starting out in the industry kind of has to go a little bit through those periods of time of trying out different styles and seeing what they like to do. And I think hairstyling is quite, I don't know. I suppose the hairstyling that I like to do is quite personal to me, and I'd probably like those hairstyles myself. And I think I experimented with lots of different things, thinking, they were on trend and what I thought other people wanted. But yeah, I think once I started to kind of like zone in and really understand what I love to do and what I was passionate about. When I started showcasing that, and then brides were coming in to me, you almost feel like a sense of joy and confidence when they walk into your salon because you know exactly what you're going to do. But yeah, it did take a long time to get there. But I think once you start putting those things in place and you can see it actually working for you, the passion then drives you forward past the fear, and you run with it.
Yeah, because most people, what they do is what everyone else does, right? Whereas I'll always teach, do the opposite, because if you do what they do, then you'll get their lifestyle and their earnings.
Absolutely.
What do you think to that?
Yeah, no, I totally agree. I think specializing in something and being known for that one particular thing makes you stand out against anybody else. I was always very much wanting people to look through Instagram and go, "That's Katrina Kelly's work." And I do feel like I have achieved that now. And I think that's really important to stand out to brides as well when they're looking, because to stand out against anybody else is, I think, a really good thing, really. There's so many other people out there doing the same thing, but yeah, you don't want to be like everybody else.
No, and standing out is key, isn't it? Because I say this all the time, but you could literally walk down the road and trip over another bridal hair or makeup artist, and standing out now has never been, much, it's much harder, isn't it, to stand out. And so I feel like now when I look at some of my top performing clients that have really taken this strategy and moved forward with it, when I'm scrolling on social media, looking at posts, it's like I'm looking at your handwriting. It's totally unique to you. And I know that that's your work. I know when it's somebody else's work in our group program, I can just see that. And I think that that's, you know, where people sometimes can miss the trick here is that's what separates you. It's having that key signature standard, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the thing is, when you're trying to be like everybody else and you're not standing out, you then put yourself up to price, availability. People aren't coming to you with desire. And that for me is not what I like. I like someone to come to me with desire. They want me, they love my look, they're willing to pay my price. There's no questions asked. It's not a case of, well, I've got three stylists, you all do the same thing, so whoever comes back the cheapest, I'll book. That's not a very nice, I don't think it's a very nice feeling. So yeah, definitely specialising, being recognisable for what you do is the key to success, really.
Yeah. And talk about what happened to the quality of inquiries. You touched there literally on, listen, you know, previously I'd get people go, look, you know, there's three of you, or I'm putting out quotes, I'm finding out information first, let me research, and then I'll come back to you. What are the, you know, the conversations you now have? What do they look like?
So when an inquiry comes through, it's so lovely because people come to you saying, oh my goodness, I love your work. Are you available for my date? Not the first thing that they say is, how much do you charge? Or, you know, they've come through other channels. It's like, that, like I said, they're coming to you with desire. They're saying they love what you do. They can tell that you're very skillful at it. And, you know, there's no question about price a lot of the time. It is just, are you available? I really want you for my wedding. And people understanding the skill that is involved in the style, you know, my signature style being the Hollywood wave. I think I've really like narrowed down and explained to my ideal clients through my social media and marketing how it is skilled. So they're coming to me with that knowledge already. And yeah, they're just coming in and just saying they, you know, love what you do, which is absolutely amazing. I hate it if I get an email come through saying, can you send me a quote? How much? Or can you send me your price list? And you just think, yeah, they're not coming to you with desire, you know.
Yeah, we definitely teach, create your brand so that you're attracting people by design, right? We're not hunting for clients. We're not, you know, getting those kinds of emails so much where somebody reaches out, like you said, and they're, I'm researching the market, please just give me price. You've definitely seen a big dramatic decrease in that and more of those people coming in. I say this all the time, it's a bit like dating, right? Business and dating are so similar. You know, I want you, right? You are the one, you're the chosen one. And it really does feel great because a lot goes into what you create for their wedding day. And you know, I think that's kudos to you, because one of the things we teach inside the program is, and what separates you and a lot of our clients from your competitors, is your ability to actually create content that converts into bookings as well. So it's not just the niching down. Talk a little bit about that.
So I think to start with, it was a bit like, oh, so I'm only going to be talking about one particular thing. And I was like, oh, is this going to be a bit repetitive? And, you know, but when things started, like, you know, like wheels were in motion and you were starting to put things together, it was so easy to put together content because you had a topic, you had your specialist skill, you just had to keep trying to explain in different ways. So talking about a bride that's come to you thinking she couldn't have Hollywood waves, but with your expert skill and knowledge, you could talk through the steps of creating it. You could tell people about the do's and don'ts with Hollywood waves, you know, because you've got that fundamental knowledge about something so specialized, it was so easy to make the content because you weren't there sitting going, right, I've got this picture of this really like boho textured updo, but that's not really what I like to do, but that's all I've got to show, so I'm just going to write this is a nice hairdo or something like that. I think I found it easier definitely to to do content with one particular style in mind. Yeah, I think it's been a lot easier.
And would you say, what would you actually say to anyone else considering niching down right now? They might be listening, Katrina, and thinking, I don't know. Is this the thing? Like, isn't it better to be able to do all the looks? Like, then I know that I'm definitely going to be fully booked out. What would you say to somebody thinking that right now?
I can see how it can be quite scary, especially if you haven't found your particular style that you are wanting to niche down in. But I honestly think it's been the biggest game changer in my business. It's made me, fully booked for 2 years in advance on all the key dates because people are coming to me and they know what they're wanting. They're getting what they're asking for. I can understand that it's scary, but if I hadn't have done it, then I would still be floating around and not really standing out. I definitely think speaking to the judges after the TWEA Awards, one of the things that stood out to them was that I'd specialised, invested in myself, and I stood out from everybody else, which is why I think in some ways that I was highlighted in the awards because I stood out from other people. I wasn't doing what everyone else was doing. I do definitely think that it's kind of the best thing you could do is specialize and, really niche down in something because you've got to stand out from everyone else. Otherwise, you're just the same. You'll be floating along. You'll be making the same money. I think if you want to grow, scale, and, get better leads coming through. People come to you with desire, have that passion about what you do and know that you're confident when they walk through the door, then it makes total sense to be really bloody good at one thing. And yeah, stand out for it. Yeah, I definitely say go for it. Don't be scared. Don't be scared.
I think that's such good advice. And actually, you touched earlier on not having so much resistance with price. Can you do a deal? Right? Discount divas, as we like to call them.
Yeah.
But what has this done to your level of income, Katrina? If we think back, and I know we've had this conversation before, but what has this done to the level of income you make now versus what you previously were when you were not a specialist?
It's definitely increased the wedding, the price per wedding. I'm not having to do as much work now. I'd got myself into volume, and I'd got myself into burnout, and there was you couldn't consistently work like that, and there had to be something that, that could change that. So really focusing on one particular style, making sure that I was, really, really good at it, investing in that, it gave me the clarity in my head that I could raise my prices and confidently charge a higher price because I knew I was delivering a special service to somebody. I don't work as many weddings. It's very hard to say no, but I can manage those better. And I now have trials that come in that, looking back at the early days of my bridal styling, is, it shows you the level of skill and the trust that people have in you because people are coming in and paying me the same for a trial preview as they were for a whole wedding day when I wasn't a specialist. So there's been a massive turn in that. And I know some people feel uncomfortable talking about money and everything like that, but I believe that I charge what I am worth because I have invested heavily into what I do. I've got the confidence that I can deliver those services to people, and it's such a specialist skill. The price is expected to be a bit higher because of the knowledge that I have. So I definitely couldn't charge a higher price if I was a general hairstylist offering everything because I'm not being seen as a specialist by anybody. You're kind of blending in. So it's definitely helped me to work less and have better quality clients to work with.
Yeah, I say this a lot. Even if you think about the generalist GPs out there, like our GPs are generalists, and we have this conversation right now because I hope you don't mind me sharing, but hormones, menopause or perimenopausal, and we've had so much pushback from our own GPs that are general practitioners that we're going to specialists, and we're prepared to pay them more because they know our area of concern, and it's no different in the wedding industry. When you specialize and you niche down, you can command higher rates with much less pushback. It's mastery, and it does take time. But I think what you've done is you've, really taken this all on board and gone, I'm going to do it. I'm going to, but I'm going to go against what my competitors say, do, and think. And this is going to mean that I don't have to work on so many weddings and I get paid more. And I think, work-life balance is a huge thing for us too, right?
Oh, massively. There was no sustainability in, working every hour God sends just to kind of, earn money. So there definitely had to be a shift. And I was prepared to invest heavily in that education side of it so that I could then lift myself up, stand out from everybody else, and have a better work-life balance. There's still times when there isn't, the balance is tipped, but that's life, isn't it? But yeah, it's definitely been a big game changer in my business, that's for sure.
Well, thank you so much for sharing and talking about this topic. I think a lot of hair and makeup artists are going to really benefit from it. And if you want to check out and stalk Katrina Kelly, go and find her on Instagram. Go and see what she does behind the scenes. All right. I say this to all the people inside our group program, but don't study the winners. What are they doing, right? Don't go and study the competitors that are in the middle of the marketplace. Go and find the people that are doing this really, really well. Well done, Katrina. Thank you so much for joining us today. And we'll see you on the inside.
Thanks for having me.